And so we'll settle into a comfortable seated pose or lying down for this meditation on Memories of Kindness, led by Sally Dunn, where we look to see if we can recall the feeling of when someone did something kind for us, and how we might feel or have felt that in the body, as a way to build our resources and build our facility of creating a sense of compassion for ourselves. And so, beginning now to check in with your posture. How can you make yourself more comfortable here? Leaning back, softening through the shoulders and the upper back, releasing the weight of the arms and the hands to the lap, and just feeling the natural weight of the hips and the legs resting, and the soles of the feet resting on the floor. And so we bring the body into a place of rest, of quiet, where we allow ourselves to settle into the chair, onto the surface you're on, with a sense of being kind in our posture, choosing a position that really feels comfortable, and then endeavouring to stay still, so that literally the physical body can wind down and rest. And as we now begin to observe the movement of breath, you might like to put one hand on the abdomen to feel the rise and fall. As you let the shoulders go and the jaw relax and the face soften, observing the natural flow of breath in this moment. And then, because it can help to settle a busy mind, we could decide to equalize the breath so that the in and out breath are the same length. And if that does feel comfortable, you could use the count to help you with that. 3 or 4 on the in-breath and the same count on the out-breath. Or just simply observe the rise and fall. When we give the mind a focus, the mind may choose to settle. So staying still if you can, and letting the weight of the hands settle and the back, lean into the chair. We're just observing the movement of breath in whatever way feels comfortable. So just a few more breaths where the in-breath and out-breath are equal, using the count. And then, letting go of the count, allow the out-breath to just become a little bit longer. So again, keeping the breathing comfortable, just allow that out-breath to become a little bit longer. If you want to use the straw breath, that might be nice. And notice how the body wants to soften with the out-breath. Shoulders, hands, back, hips, legs. The body kind of settles a bit more into the seat on each exhalation. body releases the breath and relaxes. So too, the mind releases involvement with thinking and begins to settle. And as we settle here now, feeling the contact of the body with the chair, we might let that out-breath travel down the body now towards the feet, having a sense of the feet resting on the earth. That sense of the feet really making contact with the floor. As we feel the support of the ground beneath us, the support of the chair beneath us, letting the body settle and give its natural weight to the chair, to the floor. And just letting the breath now find its own soothing rhythm, whatever feels good for you. Or if you find focusing on the breath doesn't really suit you, just become aware of the feet, wriggle your toes, and feel your feet on the floor. And now, when you're ready, I'm going to suggest thinking over the last couple of weeks, or maybe even the last couple of days, if somebody did a kindness for you, a simple thing now. It could be just making you a cup of tea, or holding a door open for you, or saying a kind word, or even just greeting you with a smile, whatever it might be. See if you can cast your mind back. And if nothing comes to mind, don't worry, just rest, observing the body, feeling your contact with the chair, with the floor. And if you can find a memory of a kindness that somebody has done for you, see if you can bring yourself back to that moment and remember how it felt. How did you feel in that moment? Can you remember how that felt in the body? So at a physical level, can you remember what that felt like? Maybe remembering as well any thoughts you had in that moment, or any emotions you had in that moment. What did that feel like when that person did that for you? And then gently letting that memory go, feeling your feet on the floor again, the contact of the body with the chair. And now the next memory I'm going to suggest you look for is when you perhaps did something nice or kind for somebody else over the last week or two. And how did it feel for you to do that? See if you can think of one memory. I'm sure there are many. Or if none come to mind, don't worry. Something may arise in a moment. When you did something kind for somebody else. And how did that feel? How did you feel after you did that kind deed? And it doesn't have to be anything big, just something simple. Or maybe you just said good morning to the postman, you know. How did it feel to make that connection? And if you can think about how the body might have felt, where did you register that? Sometimes that's not so easy to remember, but this is what making it as real as you can, feeling it in the body. Maybe remember any thoughts you had at the time. And sometimes, you know, doing a kindness for others can be a complicated thing. It's not always straightforward. We might kind of feel a bit awkward about it, or we might wonder how they'll receive it, or, you know, there can be lots of thoughts going on, so that's quite natural. And then maybe any emotions that you might have felt. And there's no right or wrong way in this. So whatever you felt is what you felt, and that's all good. And then letting go of that memory now, bringing your attention back to your feet, wriggle the toes again, feel the feet, feel the pressure and gentle weight of the body on the chair, maybe the hands, maybe the breath moving in the nostrils. The last and third memory I want you to perhaps see if you can find is over the last few weeks. Can you have a memory of something you did for yourself? Something kind that you did for yourself, some way that you looked after yourself, where you consciously chose to do something for yourself. It could have been the smallest thing. It could have been just deciding to slow down and finish that cup of tea, or maybe get to bed a bit earlier that night, or finish that chapter of that great book you're reading, or, you know, something you did for yourself that gave you pleasure or gave you a sense of comfort. Can you feel that now and let those feelings in? And it may be a while since you did something kind for yourself. No problem, no judgment. Or maybe something's not coming to mind. Or maybe there's a resistance. All very human and very natural. Just sitting and resting in the moment now. Observing the physical body, the breath. And then when you're ready, letting go of that last memory and just resting in your own presence here. And perhaps bringing in the support of sound, listening for sounds around you. Maybe sounds inside the room. Maybe the sound of your own breath. Or maybe sounds beyond the room or from outside. Just observing what's going on around you in this moment. And resting, fully aware of the physical body and aware of sound. And then we'll begin to bring the practice to a close. And we'll just consider that what benefits may have come to us from just simply sitting like this, observing the breath and the body, being present in this moment, and the memories of kindness practice. How that felt. Building and strengthening our ability to be aware of how we experience kindness to others and to ourselves. Encouraging the flow of kindness. And how those benefits are many for ourselves, but also for the people around us. So those benefits can expand outwards in all directions.